Yo, shout out to all the deaf people out there. I ain't even bullshitting, like, I guess they can't hear this. But that wasn't even meant to be a joke. Like, shout out to them. Over the holidays, I lost my hearing, which is kind of strange. It never happened to me before. So my left ear is already fucked up, and it had been for many years. Since I was a kid, where I don't hear much through that ear, but sometime right after Christmas, it was like the end of the day, it was early nighttime, right? And I had swallowed, pause, and I couldn't hear nothing out of my right ear. Like, shit just went dull. It just went. It felt like I was underwater or something. But it didn't hurt. It just threw me off. And, you know, I thought maybe it was just congestion or allergies or whatever. So I ignored it. And the next day, still couldn't hear. I woke up. Me and the fam went to the movies. During the movie, went to see Bumblebee. Halfway through the movie, damn, these fucking allergies. How do I have allergies in the winter? Like, what am I? Shit. What am I allergic to? Bullshit. Just did bullshit news. Anyway, so we're watching Bumblebee, and I get like this sharp pain in my jaw, like right by my ear. But it wasn't like super, super intense initially. It was just like, fuck, what is that? Shit hurts. And, oh my God. Anyway, it got worse and worse as seconds went by. By the end of the movie, I was like, fuck, this shit hurts. Like, it was constant. It was steady. We went to go eat at the Cheesecake Factory. Let me ask you something. I remember the first time I ate cheesecake. And shout out to my Uncle Izzy. It was his ex-wife that had made she made the cheesecake, but she put cherries on it. That shit was good. I think that was the first time I ever had cheesecake. Why the fuck does Cheesecake Factory not have the cheesecake with the cherries in it no more on it? Like, their standard is cheesecake with strawberries. Who the fuck says strawberries are better than cherries on a cheesecake? Like, when you look at all the pictures of cheesecake, like, you know that these food photographers be taking, they all have cheesecake with cherries on them. Why the fuck does the cheesecake, or maybe that's just that Cheesecake Factory in Connecticut, but I don't know why the Cheesecake Factory eliminated cherry cheesecake. I can't even enjoy cheesecake no more. Anyway, we're there. We're sitting there. We had to rush out of there because we had to get our water heater repaired. And the dude was like at the house already. So we rush out of there. You know, same amount of pain. Not really thinking about it. Wanted to get home so that the dude could fix the water heater so we could have hot water. Get home. The plumber is super, super nice, super cool. Goes downstairs. As I'm talking to him, the pain is just getting worse and worse. And it felt like somebody was stuffing shit in my ear. The pressure, like, it felt like I ate somebody's baby hand and it got caught between my fucking ear and my neck. It was horrible. It gets worse and worse. Plumber leaves. Jess is like, we're going to urgent care. We go to urgent care. And they take me in there. They check my chest. They say, oh, you're a little congested. The dude puts the little thing in my ear. And he's like, oh, shit. I'm sure it wasn't those words. But he's like, oh shit, you got a bad ear infection. You got to go get antibiotics now. I'm allergic to penicillin, so, you know, from what I read and what my wife tells me, the alternate to penicillin sucks. It's just not as strong. Well, I can attest to that because it didn't do shit for like 2 days. My shit was still hurting. Still couldn't hear. But then after 2 days, the pain stopped. Pressure was getting less and less. Still couldn't hear. Ended up making an appointment with my doctor in New York. Go to the doctor. My shit is still fucking, like, the swelling is still there. He's like, you must have had a pretty bad infection. Still there. Anyway, fast forward. Or not fast forward, but the diagnosis. I had a ruptured eardrum because of an infection. And because of the blockage of the infection, water behind the eardrum. This is during Christmas time. Today is the 24th. I still can't fucking hear right. Like, it came back, it comes back little by little. I swallow and I hear a crackling. But it's still like super muffled. It sucks because I'm like a deaf old man. So shout out to all the deaf people that deal with that shit on a daily basis. Shout out to my sister-in-law, Lisa. She's deaf. And shout out to, you know, to people with hearing issues. This shit sucks, man. I don't envy. It's like when you have it, appreciate it. Because the shit could be gone at any moment. And that shit sucks. So, that's my holiday ear story. But, yeah. Email me, torchupnyc@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram, Noches Nachos. Watch me in WWE 2K19 El Noche. I guess you can, unless you sit in my house. Anyway, peace. Peace, y'all. Welcome to the nightcap. It's fucking raining out here. Drive safe, be safe. Don't text and drive. Don't look at your phone. Don't record podcasts while you're driving. And all that shit. J. Cole dropped a new record. And apparently Chris Brown, did he have the charges dropped in France? They said he raped somebody in France. But apparently that's not the case. So that's not what happened. And authorities have apologized to him. I don't know if they dropped the charges or they just let him go and they're still investigating. Either way, J. Cole dropped a new record. I heard it. It's pretty cool. Pretty dope. You know, it's crazy how these things become major deals. You know what I'm saying? J. Cole drop a record. Whoa. Not, and that's not to play J. Cole. I like J. Cole. Kendrick drop a record. Whoa. But then all year, you have other people dropping records. And it ain't really that. You know, like people get excited, but I don't know. Maybe it's just me being old, but I remember when I was a kid, when certain records, songs would drop, like it would change the atmosphere of the game. It wasn't, how do I say? All right, the J. Cole record is dope. It's not that fire though. You know what I mean? Like the first time I heard "Get At Me, Dog" DMX, I was like, holy shit! Like we got some other shit going on here. You know what I'm saying? When I first heard "Hit 'Em Up," wow. When I first heard Notorious Thugs, wow. I don't get the same feel. And maybe it's me. Maybe it's not the music. Maybe it's me. Because the climate has absolutely changed. I won't say for the better or for the worse, because that's perspective. But it's not that exciting. And I love hip-hop. I love hip-hop. I am hip-hop. I bleed, I breathe hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? My whole family. We was listening to fucking Dos Effects. We was listening to Onyx. We was listening to Biz Markie, Slick Rick last night. Like at the dinner table. I love hip-hop. But I think I love a different type of hip-hop than what's happening now. I don't mind some of the stuff. There's some of the stuff that's pretty cool. Like I like, and I'm not ashamed to admit it. Like some people, there's some old school cats that are just shit on trap music or shit on outright. Listen, to each his own. I don't mind it. There's some records I like. Like that fucking, that baby, that little baby. And this dude, I don't know. His whole thing, I wasn't feeling Lil Baby. because he kind of sounded like a big ass baby. But that song, I don't know what it's called, but it's that drip too hard. Don't stand too close, you gonna fuck around, drown off this way. That shit is hard. That shit, I don't care what nobody say, that's a record right there. That's hard. And he's spitting it. He's dope. There's certain Kodak Black records I like. There's certain Future. I mean, I don't count anybody out. There's records. Like, there's definitely songs that I like. There ain't nothing I'm playing over and over. Like, I find myself, and maybe that's just because there's way too much music. Or maybe that's just my perspective again. Maybe it's supposed to be a whole lot of music, but to me it's way too much. But I find myself like clinging on to certain shit. Like if I find little gems. Like when I first heard that Belly freestyle when he was on the LA Leakers. If y'all ain't hear that, Google that. MC, that Canadian MC Belly. He went on the LA Leakers radio show. Fucking baked it. Killed it. That shit is hard. I was talking to my boy Caveman the other day. I'm still listening to Yellow Wolf Love Story. Like that whole album, hard. And that album is definitely, anybody who says it's not hip hop is just hating. It's definitely hip hop. It's infused with some country and some bluegrass and some rock. It's definitely fucking hip hop. He got a record called Johnny Cash on there. That's some outlaw country shit. That shit is hard. But I still listen to that. I still listen to Royce da 5'9" Bar Exams. Like those shits are dope. But then there's certain shit that I stopped listening to or I can't listen to because of, you know, I'm very, the music that I listen to is highly affected by the person that's performing the music to me. And it might be songs that I hear for years, that I love for years. But then I find out about the person or the background of the person, and I won't listen to the shit no more. And this has nothing to do with the whole R. Kelly shit. This has been me before the R. Kelly shit happened. Even so, listen, and this is me speaking honestly. R. Kelly has been one of the greatest musicians of my generation. For sure. For sure. Tons of records. I used to love listening to R. Kelly records. I don't no more. I don't want to. No desire. It's taking the joy out of the music for me. Does that mean the music is not good? No. The music may still be good. But knowing what I know now and what I've known for fucking 20 years, I'm not supporting that shit. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to like it. I don't want to. Because I do like it. His music is dope, but I don't want to. So I stopped listening to it. Who else? Joe Budden. Joe Budden is a great fucking MC. He's dope. He has some great work. That shit where he was, that video with him in a straitjacket on, hard. That shit was hard. And he could rap. I don't like him. I think he's a dickhole. I think he's selfish. I think he's self-centered. And I don't know him personally. He may be a great guy. So this is not him on a personal level. But from what I see, you know, interviews, from when I seen interviews from when he was dealing with the whole issues with Ransom, that shit turned me off. From when I sit down, when I get home on Fridays, a lot of time my wife called Ratchet TV, she'll throw on Love and Hip Hop or whatever. I don't like him in that either. And he got this ill opinion about himself where he thinks he's the most important voice in hip hop. If he is, tell me. Cause I ain't listening to him. And I know he got tons of fans. So it's nothing against what he's doing. I think if he's making bread for himself and his family, preach, bro. That's what's up. Nothing personal against him. But I'm not looking for Joe Budden on anything. Not no podcast, not no TV show, not no radio, because he seems like a dickhole. But then on the flip side, there's artists that I didn't really like or that I wasn't a super big fan of until I heard their story. And that's like the case with Yelawolf. Like, Yelawolf wasn't even on my radar. You know, there was a couple of records that I heard from him. Like the box truck Chevy shit, that was cool. When he did Mixing Up the Medicine with Juelz, that was cool. And I know he'd been around long before that, but I'm telling you what I remember from my experience. And but when I seen videos of him working in the studio, and I seen him performing, and I seen him grinding, and I watched some interviews, and I was like, this is a real unique individual. And Pop the Trunk came out, and I was like, he got me. He got me, because he's kind of a paradox. Like, back then, his whole crew was black, yet he had a big-ass tattoo on his neck that said red, like redneck. Very country and very himself. He's very Yelawolf, which I fucking love. I love when people are themselves, and it translates through the art. Dope. He's a dope, dope MC, and he's got a fan for life with me. There's been a few different artists like that. Who else? Oh, Tech N9ne. Tech N9ne music, I think he's incredible. I think Tech N9ne is one of the great makers of our generation when it comes to hip hop. He's very unique. He's another one. He is himself. But I remember being in, I think it was Best Buy years ago, and me and my wife were buying her mom's a computer. This is when CDs were still around. CDs are probably still around, right? People still sell these. I haven't went into an FYE, or I don't even know if that store still exists. Does FYE still exist? Somebody email me and tell me if FYE still exists. And Best, I know Best Buy still exists. Do they even still have CDs? I don't even go to stores no more. It's for what? But I remember being in the, it was one of these things in Yonkers. We was in Yonkers. And we it's me and Jess. We didn't have no kids at the time, and we and her mom was with us. I think her mom was with us, and it might have been her mom's boyfriend at the time too. It doesn't even matter. But anyway, I'm walking through the CD aisle, just looking at CDs, seeing what catch my eye, and I go to the hip hop section, and I see this Tech N9ne album. But it's reminiscent of a Michael Jackson album. It looked like the cover of Thriller. Like Mike Jackson laying on the cover of Thriller. Like laying sideways like he about to get fucked. Like Tech N9ne had a cover like that, but he wasn't about to get fucked. It looked like he was about to fuck somebody. He had a straitjacket on. And I was like, that shit is dope. Like I've always been a fan of the off. You know what I mean? Like the obscure, the strange, the weird, the I've always been a fan of that shit. So when I seen it, I was like, you know what? Let me buy this. I just want to check it out. And it was a double CD. And I tell you, I went home. I never been one to blast music in the house. Like I always blast it into my headphones. I don't like disturbing other humans, you know what I'm saying? So I went home, I put it in my CD player, and I just hit play, and I let it rock. I gave it a good listen, double CD, good listen all the way through. That shit ran in my playlist for like 3 years, where I was sharing it with people and being, yo, y'all don't know about Tech N9ne? Like, I should have been on his wave years ago. He's fucking incredible. Tech N9ne is an incredible MC. But an example of somebody I didn't know, so I didn't listen to their shit. But then I seen a cover, and then that led me into learning more about him, figuring out his backstory, learning where he comes from in Kansas City, and that he, you know, he blood, and it's because of the block he came from and things of that nature. But I don't know. I don't know why certain individuals just turn me off. Like, as far as the person that they are. But then sometimes that retarded, you know, ghetto, ignorant shit, I like. Like, I'm a fan of violent music. I'm a fan of it. I don't know why. Like, I love some aggressive, fucking violent music. And it don't just got to be hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Because contrary to popular belief, I love rock. And I love hardcore. And I love aggressive. And I don't like people going through pain. But I love hearing people's pain, if that makes sense. When DMX is on Slipping, fucking incredible. You know what I'm saying? When Scarface, never seen a man cry till I seen a man die. Fucking retarded. Fire. You know what I'm saying? You know, 50 Cent. You know what I mean? When he was doing the mixtape, I can't remember which one, what the name of it was, but it was the mixtape where Lloyd Banks had the gun in front of his face, where he couldn't see his face. Hard. She was hard. You know what I mean? And then learning people's backstories. But then, you know, it works in reverse. So I want to hear, you know, something from y'all. Somebody send me a fucking email. I don't get no emails. TorchUpNYC@gmail.com. Tell me some people that you liked because of their backstory, or some people that you stopped listening to because of their backstory. I want to hear about that. Peace.